USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A day after the latest Democratic presidential debate, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at a retreat in Baltimore, mentioned candidate Beto O'Rourke's stand on gun control.
You had leading candidates for the highest office in the land talking about taking firearms away from law-abiding citizens. Well, the American people deserve to know this president, this vice president, and these House Republicans will always stand for the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
Here by the debates in Houston, police say an officer was shot. Police Chief Art Acevedo says four suspects also beat up a priest and nearly killed him.
This priest has indicated he was on his knees praying for his life when one of the suspects pulled the trigger twice. And for whatever miraculous reason, the firearm did not discharge.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
An official with the Taliban says their negotiating team has arrived in Moscow just days after President Trump declared a deal that had been nearly a year in the making to end the war in Afghanistan was completely off. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban. The state news agency says China will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans and pork in a trade war with Washington. But Bill Reich, with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, doesn't think this will end the U.S.-China trade war.
Playing nice is better than yelling at each other. It doesn't alter the fundamentals, which is that the two sides are deeply divided.
President Trump is postponing a planned tariff on Chinese goods. Crews have now raised the charred wreckage of the dive boat that sank off California's coast. Federal investigators will now begin examining the wreckage to try and find out what killed 34 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democrats organized a fruitless effort to ban oil and gas drilling in a remote part of Alaska. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
By a tally of 225 to 193, the Democratic-controlled House on Thursday voted to reinstate a decades-long ban on oil and gas drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But it's a largely symbolic move. While the Democrats hoped to reverse the plan by President Trump to drill in that refuge, it was authorized under a 2017 tax cut approved by the Republican-controlled Congress, and the bill to try to undo it now goes to the GOP-controlled Senate, where action on it is unlikely. And if by some chance it passed, President Trump has vowed to veto the bill if it reaches his desk.
Aquariums around the United States are helping to preserve coral species from the Florida Reef, saving them from a deadly disease that is killing major portions of the undersea ecosystem. At stake is the survival of the species on the third longest barrier reef in the world, which the U.S. Geological Survey says not only is dying, but also eroding. Scientists in 2014 found a new affliction, stony coral tissue loss disease, which was ravaging the reef. The 200-mile-long barrier helps protect Florida and the Keys from waves at a time when climate change is believed to be causing more frequent and more severe hurricanes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.